Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
End of Thursday, July 25th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Don't send any links or videos to watch during the show. Can't do that until 12 noon. Greatly appreciate that as well. Well, again, this segment, last days to be able to get your tickets through tomorrow early morning show, 5th annual fun shoot. We're going to party like it's 1985, yo, whatever the song is. We're going to have a great time. Want you guys to be a part of it. It's going to be a fun day this Saturday. All the food is in place. We are good to go. Going to be heading over to the pavilion tomorrow afternoon to clean it up, put out the picnic tablecloths, the centerpieces, going to hang the banners. We are going to have a great, absolutely great event on Saturday. You need to come and be a part of it. 12 noon in Central Lake this Saturday till 4 p.m. We're going to be shooting guns, eating pig, carrot cake, having some good conversation with some fellow patriots. We're excited. Text me, Pig. I'll send you the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org. On the website is all the information. The location, 3220 Muckle Road in Central Lake. The yellow donate button on the website is the way to purchase your tickets. Donation of $30 for adults, $15 for teenagers. The kids 12 and under are free. Bring your guns, bring your ammunition. We'll have the 100-yard range for rifles for deer season. You can sight in your deer rifle. We're also going to have a kiddie shoot. We're going to teach the kids how to shoot 22s. We're going to have the pin shoot open. Randy Walker is manning that for us. Bring your handgun, see how good you are at knocking down some bowling pins. And then talk to Richard Davis today to confirm $5 a round for the 50 caliber sniper rifle over the 400 yard range at the end of the event. If you want to shoot that bad boy, you got to stay till the end. Yes, we're excited. We're going to have a great event on Saturday, 84 degrees. the year that Miss Vicky and I got married, 1984. 84, sunny, blue skies, no chance of rain. Rain is gone. Moving on out. We got some torrential downpours. The grass is green. Everything is looking awesome. The dust is tapped down. We are excited. So, again, come join us on Saturday. Missy's coming from My Pure Health Solutions. Patriot Pat is coming. Officer Rick is coming. I got to reach out and confirm with Dr. Jeff that he's coming. We're going to have a blast. Missy told me, by the way, she's going to bring her Zyto hand cradle, and she's going to bring her laptop. And because she has a hotspot on her phone, she can actually do a scan and tell you about yourself. Pretty interesting. That's what got Officer Rick involved in going in her program and dropping 70 pounds. So we're excited. We're going to have a great event. Want you guys to be a part of it. Lots of information today coming out of Lansing. Lots of information about Joe Biden's speech last night. Painfully sat through it. Well, we're going to talk about it. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electspalberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Officer Rick Nieper, corrected me. He's now down 72 pounds. He sent me a screenshot of his scale, the one that comes with the app, part of Missy's program, 180.2. Unbelievable, dude. You are 252 pounds? Wow. How tall are you, Rick? I forget. I'm 6'3", and I was like 297. I can't imagine you at 252. Can't wait to see you on Saturday. It's going to be great. Get your picture taken with Missy. Any of you who have been on the program, we're going to do another group photo this year. We did one last year. When I was down at 217, well, still down at 217, fluctuating between 220 and 215 in that 5-pound range. Absolutely amazing program. So Missy will be there. We'll get our pictures taken. Joe Biden, 8 o'clock last night, spoke for roughly about 13 minutes. In those 13 minutes, he said that he was going to stay on as president of the United States. He was going to continue to do the work that he was elected to do. He's going to work hard on behalf of the American people. He's going to continue to fight to get his agenda accomplished. Fight for the little people. Yep, he is going to do some amazing things. He's going to continue to take on pharma, lowering drug prices. He's going to continue fighting for the American people. He's going to do his cancer moonshot. He believes there's a cure for cancer that can be perfected in outer space on the moon, and that's what he intends to do. He's going to get that done. He's going to lower pricing, get inflation under control. He's going to lower food costs. He's going to lower fuel prices. He's going to do all these things that he hasn't in 3.5 years as president, but he's going to accomplish it in the last 6 months as his lame duck presidency comes to a close. There's only one problem, folks. If he was not mentally cognitive enough to run for president against Donald Trump, what makes him think that he's mentally cognitive enough to stay in the Oval Office? What makes him think that he has the mental capacity to do any of this stuff? He's going to hold our foreign adversaries accountable and do everything he can to end the conflict in Ukraine with Russia. He is going to make sure that President Xi of China does not invade Taiwan. He's going to negotiate a peace settlement in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas when he didn't even go to hear the speech Bibi Netanyahu did to a joint session of Congress yesterday. He wasn't there. Kamala Harris wasn't there. A few other progressive, liberal Democrats weren't there either. Rashida Tlaib had this little fan, if you will, sign, war criminal on one side, stop the genocide on the other. While Netanyahu spoke, every time he looked toward her area, she would hold up the sign. Censored by the Republicans for her previous statements about Palestine, Israel, didn't matter. She was going to be there with that smirky little smile on her face and hold up the sign like a four-year-old. Not a U.S. congresswoman, but basically a little child. Biden went on to say, I counted eight, others say six. I counted eight times him using the word democracy. I'm doing this to basically save our democracy. Then he quoted the famous quote of the woman asking Benjamin Franklin after the Constitutional Convention, well, Mr. Franklin, what did you give us? A monarchy or a republic? And of course he responded, we gave you a republic if you can keep it. Biden actually said that quote at the end of the speech after saying democracy six, seven, eight times during his speech. The reason I'm doing this is to save the democracy, our democracy. We need to work hard to protect voters' rights so we can protect our democracy. We don't have a democracy, Joe. No matter how many times you Democrats use that word, we do not have a democracy. Folks, you have to understand the definition. A democracy would be every single one of us would have no jobs. The government would provide for our housing, our food, pay all of our bills, and we would be state representatives and or state senators or U.S. congressmen. We would go to Washington or Lansing, and we would listen to every single bill. We would participate in committees. And when it came up for a floor vote, we would be casting a vote for bills on us. With a simple majority vote by one, 50% plus one, the bills would either pass or not pass. Then we would come back home. That is a democracy. That's not what we have. We have a representative government in the form of a constitutional republic. We have elections. Those elections are very simple. Local clerks run the elections. They count the ballots, submit them to the county. The county then reviews them, certifies them by the Board of Canvassers, and forwards the information to the Secretary of State for publishing. People who win their elections, 50% plus one vote, is our representative government. The Founding Fathers, though, knowing that the country was vast, was large, came up with one specific caveat to the election. That, of course, being the office of President of the United States, the highest office in the land, the most powerful man in the world. How would that happen? Electoral College. Each state would be given the number of electors to be part of the Electoral College based on population. The bigger the state, the more populated it is, the more Electoral College electors you would get. When you vote for president on November 5th, you do not elect the president. You elect the elector to vote in the Electoral College to submit their votes to Congress that's counted on January 6th, 2 weeks before inaugural day of January 20th. That's the process. Most states have winner-take-all. There's a couple of states that do it by congressional district. If you win the state of Michigan, you get all of our electors. It's that simple. The number of representatives in the U.S. House, plus two for each U.S. senator. That's how the game is played, folks. Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College, basically do an end run around it. They want to do a thing called National Popular Vote, Interstate Compact. National Popular Vote, Interstate Compact. What is that? Basically, it's winner take all. Whoever gets the most votes for the National Popular Vote gets all of the Electoral College from the states. 538 electors in the Electoral College. You need to get to 270. Why? Because if you do the math, 538 minus 270 is 268. Once you reach 270, you're the president of the United States. The national popular vote says it doesn't matter what your state voted, who your state voted for, who won your state, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Whoever wins the national popular vote from, and listen to this, 24 cities. Not 24 states. 24 cities. Make up the majority of the average for the last four presidential elections for turnout. Now, this year is going to be even bigger. It's going to be a huge national popular vote. 24 cities, on average of the last four presidential elections, make up the majority of the voting public. So, of course, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Miami. These are the cities where the candidates could go and campaign to try to buy votes. Running TV ads, radio ads, mailers, newspaper ads, whatever, putting up signs. They go to those cities. Do you know we would never, ever see a presidential candidate north of Flint? Not going to happen. Why? As I referred to us lovingly, we're the Hicks in the Sticks north of 46. Jack Bergman's first congressional district that Josh saw is running against him in, 36 counties of Michigan's 83 make up the first congressional district. It takes 36 counties to get to roughly 700,000, 750,000 people in the state of Michigan. This is unbelievable, people. But that's what the Democrats want to do. An end run around the Electoral College. Oh, we're not abolishing the Electoral College. We're just making a slight change to it. Right. We're absolutely stupid. We believe that. Not doing some quick math. 43.37% of the entire state of Michigan's counties is in the first congressional district. Almost half of our population's counties. Half of our counties, almost. Unbelievable. But they are in the process of keeping this guy in the Oval Office for now. And I have a prediction, connecting some dots, what's going to happen to Joe Biden. Bounty Hour News Break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you by Well Connect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at wellconnectsaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed a law Tuesday that would make it easier for people to be released from Michigan prisons if they're in debilitating health and considered to be a minimal risk to the public. The new law replaces a 2019 law that was seen as vague and hard to apply. Only one person had been released, according to FAMM, an advocacy group that worked